This is Jay Sekulow. The debate on the repeal of Obamacare begins today.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This bill is not real health care reform. It's neither affordable nor is it health care. It is going to cost a massive amount in tax increases. It's a massive increase in federal bureaucracy between patients and their doctors. Just look at how much health insurance has gone up since the time this bill was enacted into law, $1,800 for the average family.
I think we're going to find a lot of individuals who cross lines today and say that this is not a partisan issue, that they realize how bad this bill is. So I think you're going to find a lot of Democrats joining with Republicans. Yeah. I think you'll have at least a dozen or more Democrats. There could be two dozen of them that cross those lines, and I think it will definitely be a bipartisan vote.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Why not work with it rather than repeal thing? Mitt Romney said...
No, this has to be ripped out by its roots. This is government taking over the entire health insurance industry.
We don't get fooled again. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want to talk to you about the healthcare debate, which is starting today. We're going to talk about what are the major issues that you want to be focusing on for this general election for President of the United States. And again, our phone lines open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, the discussion starts today. The bill is now formally has a number. It's HR 6079. It is called to repeal the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act and healthcare related provisions in Healthcare and Education Reconciliation Act of 2010. So this is the repeal bill. It is the first repeal bill since the Supreme Court's ruling and politically the most significant.
Absolutely right. And you've got, again, members of Congress, both sides of the aisle, ready to vote. The debate has already begun here in Washington, D.C. They are quick to get back to work. And this was agenda item number one. And people are wanting to say, okay, why is this vote important? It's important because for every commentator that you hear saying, why are Republicans doing this again? Ask yourself this. Why aren't they praising and ready to go vote yes for Obamacare? Why are they still afraid of a vote on repeal? If they support it so much, if they like it so much, if they think this is such a great law, and they're so excited about what the Supreme Court did, why not put their name to it once again? And the reason why is because every one of those members of the House of Representatives is up for re-election again very soon in November, everyone in the House, and they know their constituents, at least the majority of them, want this whole law gone, and they know this is an opportunity to do that.
All right, and you've got a report that just came out. 83% of American physicians have considered leaving their practices over President Barack Obama's health care reform law. A nonpartisan group of Association of Doctors and Patients surveyed a random selection of 699 doctors nationwide. The survey found that a majority have thought about bailing out of their careers because of the legislation. By the way, this act, HR 6079, will be cited as the repeal of Obamacare Act. That's actually what it is being called. So we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. You got doctors that want to bail out. You got American citizens that don't like this. And then you've got an election for President of the United States. We want to know the issues that matter most to you. Again, 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Let me say this. Our response has been overwhelming to this petition, which we are getting to leadership and members of Congress tomorrow. We are over 82,774 of you, about over 12,000 of you added since yesterday. Our goal is 100,000 here, folks. We think we can hit it. I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org and sign the petition there. If you've signed previous petitions for the repeal of Obamacare, this is different because this is a new bill. It's after the Supreme Court decision. It's HR 6079. So go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Now, everybody needs to be making that call. We're going to aclj.org. Let's take a stand for freedom here. Repeal Obamacare, 877-989-2255. And by the way, we're that matching challenge. When you go to aclj.org, make a donation. Keeps us on the air.
The court's ruling doesn't mark the end of the debate. It marks a fresh start on the road to repeal.
It's a very troubling decision. The Supreme Court of the United States has determined that Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is constitutional. The legal challenges may be over, but the focus now turns to Congress. A growing number of members of the U.S. House of Representatives are committed to stopping Obamacare. They have scheduled a vote for July 11th to repeal this flawed law. The truth is, Obamacare was bad law before the Supreme Court decision, and it's still bad law today. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Send a powerful message to the House. It's time for Obamacare to go. It's time to repeal this health care law. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter. Get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
We want to show people we are resolved to get rid of it. And while the court upheld it as constitutional, they certainly didn't say that it was a good law.
Those are the words of the Speaker, John Boehner. He's very clear on that. Interestingly, Democratic Representative Maxine Waters told the D.C. That's a great internet piece that comes out every day, Tucker Carlson and his team. Great quote here, though. She says she supports the law, but has not decided what to call the mandate. She said, quote, "What I've not decided is whether or not it's better to call it a tax or a mandate." Well, the Supreme Court of the United States called it a tax. President Obama said it was not a tax, but he sent his lawyers up to the Supreme Court to argue that it's a tax, and a tax it is. So there's no doubt about that. Hey, folks, we're in a matching challenge campaign. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. Let me encourage you to do this. A lot of you did this yesterday. I want to say thank you. A group of our donors have put together a $1 million matching fund. That means anything that we can raise towards that $1 million, we will get a match from those donors for. So you can really help us out here. You go to aclj.org. You go to the Donate Now. You can online donation. It's tax deductible. If you donate $10, we get 20, 20s, 40, 40s, 80, 80s, 160. You see how it works. You can also call us at 1-877-989-2255 and call in your donation as well, or your support for the ACLJ. But we also need you to sign on to those petitions. So 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And I really believe we're going to hit that 100,000 by tomorrow if we keep the pressure up. Jordan, we got our phone lines are jammed is an understatement. Let's try to get as many of these calls as we can.
Yep, John's calling in from California online too. John, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, John.
I listen to you all the time on the in the morning. And
great.
My question to you is, let's say if you can show financial responsibility, you have enough money in the bank to show that you can cover your insurance.
Right.
And like in California with the auto insurance, if you have money in the bank, you can waive the having insurance.
Right.
But let's say that is with the Obamacare. If you can show that you have like $1 million in the bank, that you can afford to pay for when you go to hospital visits or doctor's visits, you don't want to buy insurance.
Well, let me tell you this. You're going to pay you're paying a tax of probably around $2,500 that will be enforced by the Internal Revenue Service. Jordan, that's the reality. They don't have exemptions like that.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, it doesn't matter how wealthy you are, John, how much income you have, how much money you could show the federal government that you've got saved away. You have to meet certain standards. So the government will be releasing minimum coverage requirements. That's the minimum you have to meet before you have to pay the penalty. So if you meet that, you may meet it now under the health care you have. You may need to add a little bit more. You may be overcovered. You may have more than the minimum the government is saying. They're saying it's around, if for an employer covering their employee, it'd be around $750,000 a year is where they're looking at starting. So not a small amount of insurance by any means on individuals. That doesn't include family. So, John, that's the line. The line isn't you're wealthy enough to pay if you got sick or were in an accident, so we're not going to worry about you. That's you'd be someone who got penalized. You'd still have to pay the penalty, and the penalty goes up the next few years up to 2.5% of your income, taxable income. So, John, if you are one of those people, you'd be paying a lot more. You'd be paying a lot more taxes because of your lack of health insurance.
And it's important, folks, it's a tax. You call it whatever you want to call it. It is a tax. They've got. Here's what's interesting. 32 million people will be getting insurance, which sounds very good, except no one knows how to pay for it. We don't have an increase in doctors, but we do have an increase of Internal Revenue Service agents of about 16,000. So you get 16,000 new IRS agents, but you don't get, this is the tragedy here, you don't get an increase in medical. In fact, what the polls are showing is doctors will be leaving the profession, and believe me, I've heard from a lot of doctors over the last couple of days, to say the least, since this decision's come out. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, Michelle calling in from Oregon on line 3. Michelle, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I have a question. My husband and I, we have a small business. And
okay.
It's really small. And he and I are running it. He is a veteran, so he has VA insurance on him.
Right.
And our question is simply, one, he has VA insurance, so is that going to count as insurance for him and he won't get the penalty?
Correct.
And what about our business?
Well, do you have any full-time employees that qualify for employment benefits?
Well, the thing is, we're married, and we're the only ones working.
Okay. Well, then your VA insurance is going to be intact. I mean, you're not going to have any problem there. If you were to start hiring anyone as your business grows, that's when the difficulty comes, because you're not just looking at the personnel costs of, let's say the job is $30,000 a year, but the insurance rates are already skyrocketing. You're looking at, you know, for good coverage, it could cost $1,200 or $1,400 a month per family. So all of a sudden, your $30,000 a year employees actually costing you in benefits $50,000 a year. That's going to be the cost of doing business. That's the real problem. But you, VA benefits, you're covered. You're okay there. That won't be the problem. But, Jordan, this is, though, the future problem. As the insurance prices go through the roof, then they're going to come back and say, let's have single payer, which is the European model style, which is what Barack Obama, President of the United States, really wants.
Yeah, and it's bizarre the way this law is written and the fact that they set up the standards. So if you're getting insurance from the VA, which everyone who, you know, served our country, the veteran, can receive, and depending on how much you get, you're fine now, and they make that clear. But that doesn't prevent an administration in the future. This law gives a lot of power to the unelected officials within inside the bureaucracy of government to come up with policies and plans. That's why it could start with $750,000 a year worth of coverage. But this could go up higher and higher. And so you've got a situation here where it's very difficult to plan long term. It's very difficult for employers and employees to know what their employer may decide to do, because we're in a situation now where the penalty can be cheaper
than the insurance
covering people. So imagine the decision. It's the decision your employer will have to make. Do I pay more to cover people, or do I just pay a penalty for all of them? You don't go to jail. It's not a real tax penalty where you can go to jail for it. You just pay the penalty each year, and that may be cheaper. And that's that their job as the head of a company, a for-profit company, is to do the best thing economically for the shareholders and for the business.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of that. And let me tell you what else I think you're going to see. As the vote takes place tomorrow, you don't be shocked when you start seeing some Democrats vote for repeal. We know that in North Carolina that several of the Democratic members of Congress have said that they are going to vote for the repeal of Obamacare. Also, the legislation itself, this is the specific bill now. We have a number, H.R. 6079. The short title is The Repeal of Obamacare Act. It actually has in paragraphs 6 and 7, and this is important, folks. Remember we talked about the abortion issue here. Well, paragraph 7 says this, and I'm quoting, "While President Obama promised that nothing in the law would fund elective abortion, the law expands the role of the federal government in funding and facilitating abortion and plans that cover abortion. Moreover, the law effectively forces millions of individuals to personally pay a separate abortion premium in violation of their sincerely held religious, ethical, and moral beliefs. Remember, we said that, and the left was saying, oh, no, that's not true, that's not in there. Well, now you got members of Congress that are willing to put it in the bill. I'm holding it in my hands. That's how serious this is, folks. Look, we want to get to 100,000 signatures on this legislation. To do that, we need your help. I'm going to encourage you to go to aclj.org and sign the petition online, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And again, let me encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. We're in this matching challenge fund. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. So I would encourage you, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go to Jerry calling in from Oregon online for Jerry. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. Say, I've got a question. Has this law or any federal law been challenged on the basis that the Constitution says all legislation is done by the legislature, and this bill requires other entities?
Well, the legislation was put forward by the House of Representatives, and it was put forward by and it moved into the Senate. So they followed that procedure. The one thing that's interesting here, though, is it was never called a tax in the bill, and tax issues have to originate in the House. And here you got the Supreme Court rewriting it. That is a really critical issue here. But again, the Supreme Court's ruled. This is the only, by the way, the only way to get rid of Obamacare. Let's be very practical. House, Senate, White House. That is what it's going to be. But you got to get this vote because that's going to show people where they stand. Jordan, who do you have coming up on your broadcast today?
Yeah, we've got J.B. McCuskey. He's in the studio with me now. He's running for House of Delegates in West Virginia. He
was and also an ACLJ.
With the ACLJ. So we're talking about a lot of the issues affecting, you know, the energy area there, because that affects all of us economically out of West Virginia. And basically, there's a huge company, actually one of JB's, that JB works on, a client that declared bankruptcy publicly today, an energy company. You can imagine that at a time when countries like China and others, doesn't seem like those companies are usually having troubles because of the regulation. Same kind of thing like Obamacare, overregulated, make all the decisions for you and things. You end up with single-payer government-run systems.
And that's what's happening. It happened in the car industry. We saw it in banking, now in healthcare. All right, folks, we're going to go take a break. We're taking your calls, though. If you want to sign this petition, aclj.org. Make that online donation, too. We're in that matching challenge campaign. I encourage you to do that, aclj.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Sign on to that petition today. We're going to get to 100,000. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And again, make that online donation. Become part of our matching challenge. Help us stay in the fight. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Secchio provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Secchio Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Secchio tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Secchio. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
The court's ruling doesn't mark the end of the debate. It marks a fresh start on the road to repeal.
It's a very troubling decision. The Supreme Court of the United States has determined that Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is constitutional. The legal challenges may be over, but the focus now turns to Congress. A growing number of members of the U.S. House of Representatives are committed to stopping Obamacare. They have scheduled a vote for July 11th to repeal this flawed law. The truth is, Obamacare was bad law before the Supreme Court decision, and it's still bad law today. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Send a powerful message to the House. It's time for Obamacare to go. It's time to repeal this health care law. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. We encourage you to be engaged on this issue. Many of you are. By the way, thrilled with the response that we're getting. We had yesterday, when we went on air, we had about 70,000 signatures to our petition. I am happy to report that as of right now, we are over 83,000. We've added almost 1,000 since we've joined, and hundreds of you have called in. Again, if you want to sign on to this petition for the repeal of Obamacare, that's what the act's called, by the way. The act is cited as the Repeal of Obamacare Act. Has the abortion language that we want really focused in on in this bill. They talk about it, and that's just what we've been concerned about. Again, if you want to make become really part of history here and see this repeal, at least get through the House of Representatives, we're talking about getting to 100,000 signatures. We're at about 83,500 right now. You go to your phones at ACL, or you go to aclj.org. You can sign on the web, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to go right back to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Susan, calling from California, online 3. Susan, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Susan.
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
I appreciate all your work, and I agree entirely with your concern about the abortion part of the Obamacare. But I have a chronic illness, and I've been without insurance some years now. And even just with my local care, the delays are so incredible that I could have been going blind.
Yeah.
Gone to a private provider. And I'm just wondering, what do you see as an alternative to Obamacare for those of us that really cannot get insurance?
No, it's a great question. And I understand your plight, and I'm sympathetic to that situation. I've had, in my own life with medical situations where getting diagnostic imaging done, radiology done, was a process that I had to go through for months before I could get an MRI. I know it, and you've got sounds like a chronic illness there. I think that all the plans that we're talking about, when you talk to the Republicans, there are the aspect of where there's complete agreement is pre-existing conditions, 26-year-olds on the insurance roll of their parents, those kind of situations people do like. So I don't think that, no matter what happens, that will stay in place. The problem here is, you talked about the waiting and having to go to a private provider. Here's the real problem. If you do not, if we see Obamacare as it is, and you went in with your problem, you will see lines that are much longer than what you're waiting for now to get to see your doctor. You're going to look at people that need hip replacement surgeries being like in England, where they're waiting 6 months, a year, 2 years. And then people over 70 basically not getting care, even though it would be care that would extend their life significantly and improve their level of their life improvement. That is what the problem is. It's going to look a lot like Europe, and unfortunately with Europe, you don't see a lot of Americans going to Europe for health care. So I'm sympathetic, Susan, to your plight. I think what we've got to do is we need a revamp of the medical system. Doctors agree with that. Insurance companies know it has to come. Pre-existing conditions are one that I think will work.
All right, folks, back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110. What I'm recognizing now, Dad, we talked about this yesterday after the broadcast, is after the Supreme Court decision, everybody is now wondering, how does it really affect me? Because we focus a lot of time on specific provisions,
What
was at issue at the court, things like the HHS mandate, which, of course, the legal battles for those continue. That had nothing to do with the Supreme Court case that was decided a couple of weeks ago. But now people are wondering, how does this affect them directly? Joyce calling in from Washington State with a question like that. Joyce, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. I have several employees who claim five dependents and pay no federal taxes. We do offer insurance, and they refuse it because they have free insurance in Washington State.
Yep.
Medical. Will they still qualify for the Obamacare, and will I still have to pay for it?
Well, that's a great question, and the probability is they will. And I don't know the particulars of your Washington State health benefit program, but there will be minimum coverage requirements that will be put forward in that are now part of the law, and the law has been determined to be constitutional, and those minimum requirements will have to be met. Now, you're going to start seeing these state exchanges, and I think a lot of people are going to start, a lot of companies are going to start putting the people on state exchanges because it's going to save money, and which is what the government wants in the end anyways, because they want a single-payer system. But this is the, you're talking about the nuts and bolts, and I'm glad Jordan brought this up. We're going to get into this the rest of this week because a lot of you are asking these questions, and we're going to get some of our experts on there. But that's the serious nature of what this is. And your employees are going to basically be put in a situation, and you're going to be the one responsible for this. That's why you can rest assured that there's going to be a continued fight on this. By the way, folks, stay on the line here. Our phone lines are jammed. Jordan's going to be taking live phone calls, so keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's try to grab another call before the end of this broadcast.
Sure, we got more calls coming in. We'll continue to take them for another 30 minutes on the broadcast. Mike calling in from Washington State on line 5. Mike, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to let everyone know that to get my wife on the health care plan my company has right now without the mandate would cost $650 a month and $1,500 annual deductible.
Right.
A third of my income. I just don't know how I'm going to make it at that point.
Well, this is the look, and Mike, the bad news is here, those premiums are going nothing but up. And that is, I think it's going to put the whole system out of whack, and that's the problem. And the mandate is going to be, it's as I said, it's a tax. It's going to be enforced by the Internal Revenue Service if you don't pay it. The problem is going to be getting the insurance you need, and will these state exchanges help anything? And I don't think it helps competition. I think it goes the other way, and that's the real problem here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this is, again, folks, this is what everybody is going to be so concerned about. How does this affect you? How does it affect your income? Where are the lines drawn? I mean, the line is drawn supposed to be at about 133% of the poverty line, which changes based on how many people you have in your family, if you're an individual or not. But that Medicaid expansion, the one part of Obamacare that was held to be unconstitutional, was that states can't be forced to expand Medicaid or put the funds on the line. So you've already got states. For instance, one of the biggest, Texas, has already said, no, we're not expanding Medicaid. That means people in that state who are up to 133% of the poverty line won't get that Medicaid expansion. So it will be different for them in Texas than it may be in a place like New York. And so for all the talk about this is about covering those who are most in need, that's not the focus of Obamacare. The focus of Obamacare is on the middle class.
And that's exactly where the difficulty is going to be. All right, so far 83,658 of you have signed up online for the repeal of Obamacare. I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. First of all, sign up for our social media. Get involved with us on Twitter. You can follow Jordan at twitter.com/JordanSecula. Stay engaged with us on all these critical issues. Again, ACLJ.org. Get involved in Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Right there for you. Sign that petition to repeal Obamacare. That's what the act's called, by the way. It's the repeal of Obamacare. So we want you to become part of the almost 84,000 people that have signed up. Just go to ACLJ.org. When you're there, I want to ask you to do something for us. We are in a matching challenge campaign. A group of our donors will match up to $1 million of donations received from around the country. They will match it. So if someone donates $25, we get $50. If it's $100, we get $200. We had somebody yesterday, you know, give more than that, significantly more than that. And that really makes a difference. So it's a matching challenge. ACLJ.org, a really easy way for you to make that donation online at ACLJ.org. You can also sign that petition. We need you to do that. We want to get to 100,000, and we're really getting close. Also, if you want to call in your pledge, or if you want to call in and sign that petition, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to the petition repealing Obamacare. This is the first vote after the Supreme Court decision. You can also make a donation. Again, we're in that matching challenge. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Those of you that are on the phone, stay there. Jordan will be right up following this break.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.